Today we're going to learn Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amir Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amir Aleph at the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is going to discuss, continuing to discuss, the issues of a fire on Shabbos and the halacha about a guy that comes to extinguish the fire. So Nachri Shabbos Lechavos Ein Omrim Lo Kabei. You're not allowed to say to him, put out the fire, the Alta Chabe, or don't put out the fire. If he comes and asks, should I put it out? You're not allowed to tell him to put it out because it's a violation of Amir La'akum. But you also don't have to stop it. You don't have to tell him not to do it. His being shoveis is not your responsibility. But if a child starts to want to put out the fire, ain't shomen lo, you have to stop him. Because the child is your responsibility that he be shoveis from malacha. When it comes to a fire, we made a hetzer that you're allowed to say whoever puts out the fire is not going to lose, and then people will figure out what to do. So name of Misayele will bring a riot to that. You're only not allowed to tell them to put it out. But apparently you are allowed to say that whoever does put it out is not going to lose. In fact, the Gemara Barim is safer. Then the Sefer goes on to be meduyak the other way, because it says you don't have to tell him not to put it out, but to call him a chabe in a masjid, which makes it sound like you are not allowed to tell him anything short of that, that call him a chabe in a masjid, so you can't be medayeg anything from our Mishnah, because there are conflicting mashmaos in our Mishnah. So Tan Rabban says, Gemara will bring a raya from a Brisa or a Maisa about a Nachri that came to extinguish a fire in a Brisa. Maisa v'nafal zeikah b'chater shal Yossi ben Simayi b'shichin. One time there was a fire in the chater of Yossi ben Simayi in the town of Shichin. Ubo anshe gistura shal tzipori l'chabos, and the government came to put out the fire m'nei shapotropos shal melechaya, because he was an apotropos of the king. V'loi nichan m'nei kavod Shabbos. But Yossi ben Simayi wouldn't allow them to do it because of kavod Shabbos. V'nasa l'neis yodu g'sham v'kibu, and then a miracle happened. Hashem made a rain so hard that the rain put out the fire. That evening, Yosef ben Samai gave each of the government people 2 sla'im, parkos shebehen chamishim, and to their officer he gave 50 sla'im, because of the gratitude that they came to put out the fire. That, he didn't have to take upon himself that chumrah to stop them from putting out the fire, because if a nachri comes to be mechabe, you don't have to tell him. You're not allowed to tell him kabe, but you don't have to tell him altchabe, like we said in our Mishnah. But if a katan comes to put out the fire, you have to stop him, because it is your responsibility that he be shoveis. It sounds from our Mishnah that we are responsible for stopping Katanim from doing Averos, like eating the Velos and putting out fires on Shabbos. Our Mishnah is talking about where the father is standing right there and the Katan is doing it because he knows that his father wants him to do it. That's where you have to stop him. Wait a second, then if a guy is putting out the fire because he knows you want him to do it, you're allowed to let him do it? So Nachri, no, because we assume that a guy is acting on his own, and even if he knows that the Jew is happy about it, since he's doing it for Hanas Atzmo, because he knows that the Jew is likely to pay him for it, or he'll get rewarded in some way or another, he's really doing it for himself. But the Katan doesn't do it for himself at all. The Katan is purely doing it because that's what his father wants him to do. So then the new Mishnah, Kofin Ka'ara Al Gabei Aner, you're allowed to put an upside-down plate over a fire on Shabbos Shvil Shulotechos Bakora, so that the fire doesn't latch onto the beams above, the altsoa shall cut on, and you're allowed to put a plate over excrement of a child, al akrav shalotishach, or on a scorpion that it shouldn't bite. Amr be the maisa, both Rabbi Yochum and Zakai ba'erev, va amr choshashin lamechatos, that a maisa came to Rabbi Yochum and Zakai and in a place called Arav. Not Erev, not in the evening, a place called Arab, that a person put a plate over a fire, over an akrav in Shabbos that it shouldn't bite, and Rabbi Yochanan, you know, it's like catching the bees in the sukkah, and Rabbi Yochanan, as I said, that since it wasn't chasing anyone, choshashni lo mechatos, I'm choshish that maybe the person is chayiv of korban chatos for violating the malacha of tzad. He trapped an animal on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yemri bar Abba, Rabbi Chanan bar Rava, iklu lebei oven, demini shikayel. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yemri bar Abba, So what happened was this group went to Ovin from Nishikaya, and Rav Yehuda and Rav Yehuda Abba were brought beds to sit on, like couches to sit on, but Rav Chanan Bar Rava was not brought a couch to sit on. Ashkechei Masnilei Levrei. So Rav Chanan found Ovin teaching his son the din that it says in our Mishnah, Val Tzoa Shel Katan Le Katan, they allowed to cover the Tzoa of a Katan with a plate in order that the Katan doesn't get all messed up by playing with it. So Amalei Ovin Shatya Masni Shtusa Lebnei. The oven, the fool, is teaching shtus, is teaching stupidity to his son. Is it Tzoa Shel Katan something that you need to cover with a kli? Well, he atzma muchanis l'klavim. The Tzoa itself could be used as dog food. So it's not mukta, and therefore you can move the Tzoa itself. Unless you say that since it wasn't ready from Erev Shabbos, it wasn't set aside from Erev Shabbos, it only came to being today, that's why it's mukta, and that's why you can't move it itself. Vatanya. Excuse me, but the Brisa says when it comes to the Yisur Tchumen on Yantif, that the halacha is that just like a person is not allowed to go on Shabbos and Yantif, more than 2,000 amos in any direction, so to his kelim and his behema, no one's allowed to carry them more than 2,000 amos of where their owners are. Naharos hamoshkin, mayanos hanovin, but the Brisa tells us that if you have rivers that flow to a great distance or springs that go to a great distance, harein karagli kaladam, they have the tchum of all people who, meaning anyone is allowed to be metalkal wherever he is, and he's allowed to go with it wherever he's going to go. So from the Brisa you see that we allow being metalkal this mayim, we see that the halacha, that even when it comes to muksa, even though the water is not right in front of us from Erev Yantif, that they got here only on Yantif, it's still not Asur Mishum Muktza. And the reason is because on Erev Yantif, people realize that they're going to want this water from this river or from this Mayan, and that's why it's not Muktza. So maybe the same should be true of Tsoa. Even though it wasn't here on Erev Shabbos, but you knew it was going to be, so maybe you thought about using it already on Erev Shabbos. Ela hechi asnia. So if Tzoa's katan is mutar b'tiltul, so how can we learn this Mishnah that says that you're kofin ka'ara over the Tzoa of a katan? So ema al Tzoa shel tarnagolim mipnei katan, that you're kofin ka'ara over the Tzoa of tarnagolim, which is mutar, since it's not rotwe for Michael Klavin, because a katan, and you're putting the thing over it in order that the katan shouldn't get dirty. So that's the Gemara of the Tepeklei David Graf Sel Ra'i. Why don't we say that anyway? It's without the reason that we gave that the Katan will get dirty from the Tzoa, it's mutter to move the Tzoa because it's a Graf Sel Ra'i. It's gross, and you want to get rid of any gross things from your house on Shabbos, and you're allowed to do that, even though they're Mukta, the Chitayim of Graf Sel Ra'i, Agav Mana Im. And if you're going to tell me, even gross things you're only allowed to move when they're inside a kli, but on their own you're not allowed to, but that's not true. There was a mouse that was found in the spice cabinet of Ravashi, and he told people to pick it up by the tail and get it out of there. So you see that you're allowed to pick up the offensive item itself. You don't need to use a kli. No, the Mishnah is talking about Tzoa that was already be'ashpa. It was already in the garbage. So since it's not in front of you, it's not a graf sharai. It's not something that you need to get out of there because that's where it belongs. It belongs in the ashpa. That's where it goes. So they were not matir to be metalful with, only to cover it up so that the child not get dirty as he's playing around in the ashpa. The katan the ashpa my bayale. What's a katan doing in the ashpa? So why would you be concerned that a katan is going to get dirty from it in the ashpa? So it says, what a bechatzer. The Mishnah is talking about that the tzoa was in a chatzer, and since it's common for a katan to be there, we're concerned that he's going to get dirty from it, and that's why we cover it up. So prakdamar chatanani graf shel ra'i. Well, then it's still a graf shel ra'i, because if it's in a chatzer, you need to get rid of it. A chatzer is a place that people use. So it says, no. Ba'ashpa shebechatzer. It's in the ashpa that's in the chatzer. So it's not a graf shel ra'i, because it's already in the ashpa, but there is a concern that the katan will get dirty from it because it is in the chatzer. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll pick up at the two dots tomorrow.